You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, we are once again speaking with Kimberly Klaus, private client advocate and advisory board chair at Covestor. Covestor is a registered investment advisor that offers an online marketplace for investing where investors can compare and select from a diverse group of money managers. Happy New Year, Kimberly.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, good to have you. And of course, this is our first show of 2014. Any New Year's resolutions that you would like to share with the listeners?
So, Eric, like many people, I view the turning of the calendar from December 31st to January 1st as an inflection point, right? Historically, a time to make resolutions. This year, however, I'm taking a different approach. So as I was preparing for this show, I was fortunate enough to have reread Whitney Johnson's provocative Harvard Business Review piece called Instead of Making Resolutions, Dream. Provocative title, right? The key question that Whitney asks in this article is, why do we perennially return to resolutions that are based on the idea that something is wrong with us? Something's wrong with our behavior. So instead of starting 2014 trying to fix all the wrongs, I'm going to try to think more about what are my objectives and thinking about, you know, what do I want to accomplish? So resolutions are often shoulds, and dreaming, right, objective setting, is more about hope and potential.
Certainly does make sense, and I'm certainly with you so far, but let's put this approach into action. Let's discuss some examples, if you would.
So I personally have a number of objectives for this year, and two of which I imagine are pretty common among our listeners, right? So, and I will admit that these are the same resolutions that I had for 2013, 2012, 2011. Well, you know, you get the idea. And these resolutions revolve around health and wealth. So for me, it's leading a healthier lifestyle, which means, you know, eating better and exercising more and saving more money for the future. So many people, you know, tend to think of health and wealth as separate goals, but in fact, you know, these two aspects of life are really closely related. And instead of thinking about all the chocolate I ate and all the money I spent in the past, I'm going to think about what achieving my personal health and wealth goals will bring me. So instead of the should, I'm going to focus on the possibilities.
Now, let's look more into the connection between health and wealth.
So health and wealth are both important resources for leading a happy life, right? So people in poor health may die before their average life expectancy and spend thousands of dollars on healthcare-related expenses. So healthier folks may live longer, right, and therefore need more financial assets to ensure that they don't outlive their money. And the connection is really brought home by some research cited by Brenda Schmidt of Iowa State University. And she indicates that four factors strongly predict happiness and well-being in most cultures. And those four factors are health, economic stability, work and productive pursuits, and family relationships. So among other factors, people are happier when they're healthier and financially secure. That's the general concept. More specifically, when you improve your wealth, your health is often positively affected, right? So not only can you afford to spend more living a healthy lifestyle, right? We all know that, you know, organic foods cost a lot more than junk foods. So not only can you afford to spend more living a healthy lifestyle, the stress associated with financial difficulty can really cause, you know, worry, migraines, insomnia. So when you have more money, hopefully, your stress level is reduced and therefore you're physically healthier. So the opposite is true as well. Taking care of your health can have a positive effect on wealth. And this is a little more counterintuitive in my opinion. So research indicates that healthy people are often more productive at work, more likely to get promoted, and earn larger salaries than unhealthy people. They have fewer work absences and fewer medical expenses that can lead to an erosion of wealth.
Today we are speaking with, once again, Covestor's private client advocate and advisory board chair, Kimberly Klaus, on Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Let's talk about how health and wealth intersect over the long term, say, in retirement.
So according to a recent survey, more working investors say that their greatest financial worries are, first, rising healthcare costs, and second, running out of money in retirement. So rising healthcare costs actually come ahead of running out of money in retirement. So maintaining good health increases the odds of being productive, and you have a higher chance of working as long as you want to instead of retiring because you have to, let's say because of a disability. So it gives you more control. So health, it is a financial asset, just like stocks and bonds, and it decreases the odds of costly medical bills today and or later in life. So without good health, you can't earn an income and build wealth. And this can translate into really significant dollars over time. One study found that older workers with chronic health problems accumulated less than half of the wealth of their healthier peers. And another study compared the impact of retiring at age 60 due to poor health versus retiring at age 65. And the difference, and this is intuitive, you know, higher annual income from increased savings and delayed cash withdrawals from retirement accounts.
Very helpful information. Now, if only good intentions were enough, what are you going to do to achieve these goals for yourself?
Oh, and this is the question, right? This is the, you know, the rubber meets the road question. So in my experience, and frankly for me personally, you know, a lot of people think that they must make major changes to be healthy and wealthy. You know, and these major changes are really hard to implement, right? So instead of making any change, we freeze and do nothing, right? Saying that we're going to start tomorrow, right? But tomorrow never comes. So with both health and wealth, just getting started is the hardest part, and it's the most important part. For health, it can be drinking more water. It could be, you know, holding a plank pose, you know, where you're on your forearms and you're using your core strength. You know, it could be holding a plank for 30 seconds a day. You know, those things feel pretty approachable. For wealth, it could be tracking your expenses. It could be investing even a small amount of money each month. You could also, instead of, you know, making a change, you could also ramp up activities that you're already doing that are positive, right? And just do more of them. So walk more steps every day, or increase the percentage that you're allocating to your 401k.
And in conclusion, any closing tips that you would like to lend with the listener on the topic?
Well, I circle back to this Whitney Johnson question about, you know, fixing what we're doing wrong and looking back at past behaviors versus thinking about, well, what do we want the future to look like? So don't let the past dictate who you are. Let it be part of who you become. So this is a great quote that's actually from the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. But I came across it, and I just think it's so on point here. So again, you know, don't let your past dictate who you are. Let it be part of who you become. So for me, I'm focusing on objectives rather than resolutions. And those objectives are happiness, health, and financial security.
Kimberly, always good to connect and get your insights on the financial picture. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, private client advocate and advisory board chair at Covestor. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.